My name is Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where we talk about the things that made us who we are and where we're going in the future.
Because every week we're finding a new way that we're growing up.
Hi, I'm Martha.
And this is Colby on Martha and Colby Grow Up,
a podcast where 20-somethings navigate life apart together. Only for a few more months, though, and then we are no longer friends. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah. We're never going to talk to each other again.
Yes, that's the plan. That was the whole plan. Welcome back to the podcast.
Little does everyone know, we only talk to each other in the context of this podcast.
This is our once monthly catch-up.
Yep.
Welcome back to the podcast. This month, we are going to be talking about what life was like in 2019 versus what our life is like now, which even though it was only 2 years ago, I feel like it's going to be substantially different. So I'm kind of excited to like look back down memory lane a little bit. But before we get into that, let's go through our question of the week of the month. Colby, what was the last thing you bought online?
The last thing I bought online was a pizza from Domino's. It was a white sauce pizza with bacon and Italian sausage and spinach. It was very good.
That is not what I get from Domino's, but that does sound good.
We were trying to mimic a pizza from like a legit pizza place in Chapel Hill. But Domino's doesn't have like fresh basil as an option for a topping, so we did spinach instead. It was still decent. Still actually a pretty good pizza.
Yeah, it doesn't actually sound that bad. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, with grated Parmesan as well.
I usually just get cheese, obviously. Maybe that's not obvious to listeners of the podcast, but it's probably obvious to you. I ordered a gift for a group Secret Santa exchange, and it's very specific because it needs to be shipped somewhere, and it's difficult because it's not probably going to arrive in time, so then I'm just going to be stuck with it, and I think I'm going to gift something else that I bought for another friend that would also work for this person. So I'm kind of in flux about this Secret Santa debacle. But that's all right. I'll figure it out.
Sounds stressful.
Yeah, but I know you don't like gift giving, but I do. I shouldn't say you don't like gift giving, but I know it stresses you out.
No, I just don't like people.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I wonder, because there's a lot more people who listen to this podcast that know you personally than know me personally, and I wonder what they think I'm like in real life. Because I feel like this podcast Colby is not as much like real life Colby as I am on other podcasts.
What's interesting to me is that I actually don't know the breakdown, because there are far more listeners of this podcast than I have friends. So, for example, the last podcast we did with Rochelle, I'm looking because I'm trying to like find out what we did in 2019, and there was 201 downloads, and I'm pretty sure one of them was not me, because I don't even think I listened to this episode, because I'm terrible at listening to my own podcast.
Yeah, so many of these people, like, I wonder what their actual impression of me is, but
yeah, like,
tweet it at me, at Colby Complains, tell me how much you don't like me.
And you can find me on Instagram, at Real Martha Riley, and tell me also how much you don't like Colby. But not me, tell me how much you like me. So, let's take a step back down memory lane. In 2019, this podcast was still named Shit You Need to Know.
Let's start on February 5th, 2019. That's when the first episode, at least according to my podcatcher, says it came out.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Whoa. I thought this podcast started earlier than that. Okay. Holy shit. Yeah, this podcast started February 5th, 2019. The first episode was titled, Who Am I and What Am I Doing?
How old were you?
I don't know. How many years ago was that? was I 26? No.
24. I don't know. When's you, you're 93?
94. I was 25.
Oh, wow. You were my age. How does that make you feel?
Oh, I feel like this is coming full circle then. Yeah, so I was 25. Wow, I was at 3M. I still worked at 3M. Ooh, am I allowed to say that? Whatever, I haven't worked there in several years, so it doesn't matter. And it was just me. So in 2019, I interviewed people and I did it weekly. So the first few episodes, one was about confidence, which actually did pretty well. One was about tattoos, and I actually joked.
Any tattoos?
No, I didn't. In 2019, I didn't, and I joked. I was like, if I get 100,000 downloads on this podcast, I'll get a tattoo. We never reached 100,000 downloads, but I do have several tattoos now. So it's funny because I think I really enjoyed the guest that I had. Their name was Emmy Najia, and they're the owner of Jackalope Tattoo in Minneapolis. And it's an all-woman and non-binary tattoo shop. And I actually haven't gotten a tattoo from that shop yet, but listening, and I remember that podcast interview pretty clearly, and I'm not sure I would have gone through with it. I feel like if I didn't talk it out with a professional, I probably wouldn't have gotten a podcast or a tattoo. So, my highest downloaded episode from 2019 was about real estate, which is about my friend DJ. He was a licensed real estate agent in Wisconsin. Still the highest downloaded episode, like over 1,000 or something, which is wild.
I think that's around when we started being friends.
I think you're right.
Circa that episode.
I think you're right. Yeah, because that was in March. Yep. So we became friends around the ending of season 8 of Game of Thrones, just about after.
Before. We were friends before the final season started.
Yeah. I joined the day after the first episode.
Oh, really? I thought you were there before.
No, day after the first episode of season 8. No.
I feel like you've just always been around, so.
What the fuck? I can't remember.
At least in that space. So I guess we weren't friends then, because the final season didn't, well.
No, wait, hold on. I'm looking this up.
The way I time when stuff was happening with the final season, it was also during the 2019 NBA playoffs. And I was like trying to decide between watching The Long Night and there was a Raptors. Oh, who did they beat on the buzzer beater? Was it the Celtics in like a game 7 where Kawhi hit like a ridiculous shot to send whoever home? I tried stalling with sports. It didn't work out.
I did join the day after the season 8 premiere. So Season 8 of Game of Thrones premiered on April 14th, 2019, which feels, honestly, I thought it was way longer. I thought this podcast was going on for 3 years, which I guess it would have been in 2022, but we basically got to almost 3 years, which is pretty good. So
that's pretty good. That's on, like, think about how many shows do not get 3 seasons.
Yeah. I think we probably became friends by the end of the show.
We were definitely friends by the end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So
me, you, and Lily.
Yeah. Who's been on our podcast a couple of times, if you don't remember.
Yes. Lily was the meme queen.
Yes. Oh my God. I wish I still had access to our old chat records, because I really, like, I remember talking to Lily because she popped up, and I'm a very nosy person, and she was posting about being a Quaker. What? And so I messaged her about being a Quaker because I was curious. I was like, oh, this is really interesting to me. Like, would you care to share more information about, you know, your experience with this? And I don't think she would mind me saying this, but that's how I like talked to her. And then I was like, oh, hey, I've also been talking to Colby. He's pretty cool. You know, we should all talk, but I don't remember how I started talking to you.
She forced us to be friends. You started talking to me because I mentioned Rocket Power, and then you DM'd me like, I love Rocket Power.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Which I don't even like Rocket Power that much. Like, it's fine.
I think it's funny that, I mean, like, internet etiquette is so weird because now, I don't know if I would just randomly DM someone now. I feel like, well, that's not true. But like, I feel like,
I was about to say, that's very much not true. I know that's not true.
But I would like to say that I would like ask them, hey, could I DM you about this? Or like, can I DM you my experience?
I think you would do that. I think 2 years ago, you just would have hopped in guns blazing.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, absolutely. But I think I've grown up and like understand.
You can't say that yet.
What?
You gotta wait till next episode to say you've grown up.
Oh, that's right. Bloop, 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 bloop. Rewind.
You've matured.
I've matured. So I've matured and understand internet etiquette. But you didn't join the podcast until...
I think around August was my first episode.
Yeah. August 2019? Yes.
Yeah, August 2019. And let me see, when was that episode? Okay, August 7th. So it wasn't my birthday yet. So I was, oh my goodness, I was 22.
Oh my gosh, that's so young.
I was so young. Oh my goodness.
So yes, you
I was joined August 7th. Parents.
And then I had three more episodes in August without you. And then you officially joined in September 2019.
Yes. That is true. And we did. That's when we were still doing weekly episodes for some reason.
We did months. Honestly, remember the best themed months?
The best decision we ever made was going monthly.
Yeah. Well, except when we did Avatar weekly. So it's I can't feel like, I mean, like we still did weekly shit. But yeah, I mean, this was a but lot. But like
this podcast in specific, I think it got better going monthly.
I think I agree. Because we were really struggling for a while to come up with episodes. I mean, like I'm looking back, we had Passion Month. That was pretty fun.
That was fun.
Let's see. Then we had...
And y'all, to circle back on Passion Month, Martha pays attention to football now.
Hey, that's
true. I
just want
to make it known that Martha actually somewhat, a little bit somewhere inside of her cares about football. I still do not care about the Oreo family, though. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, so we have I remember that episode in particular. We were doing a fantasy football league, and we don't do that now, but we do have a pick'em league among our friends, Colby, and so much easier, much less
and
stress.
Who's winning?
Are the Vikings winning? Oh no, they don't play till
no league. The pick'em league.
Oh yeah,
I just need you to remind everyone who
you're winning. Or you're winning.
I am winning.
It's a three-way tie, actually. I would like still to the, also say that.
That still means I'm winning.
I'm losing, but it's okay. I'm second to last.
Actually, I'm technically not winning because one of our friend's sisters did not put in their picks this week, which means they technically have a higher percentage, even though she can't win the league. But
oh my God, Shruti never came on this podcast.
Oh, she never did.
That's sad. Well, she came on Avatar.
Yeah. I mean, if we really want to, she can come on and say hi for like 2 seconds and leave next week.
Right. I'm second to last in our pick'em league, but that's okay. Even though I don't fully understand how it works, because I do have a higher point value than several people, but
Because some of them miss some weeks, so
yeah, that doesn't make
their
sense.
Their percentage is higher, but you have more correct picks. Mm. Anyway, in 2019, I was living at home, at least when the podcast first started. I was looking for new jobs and I was just about to move in with my then girlfriend, I believe.
Oh my God. Yeah. You weren't even engaged.
Yeah, I wasn't engaged. We weren't living together.
Wow.
It's been a while. Cause I was just telling her today, or was it today or yesterday? I don't know. It feels like it's been a long time, me and her. Like there was a time where I was like, it doesn't really feel like a long time, and then just like the past couple of months it's like, oh, it's feel We've definitely been together for a long time. We've been together for 6 years.
That is a long time. In 2019...
6 years, no breaks.
That's good. I'm glad. Thanks for clarifying the no breaks part. I was dating someone in 2019, but I think we only dated for 6 months. And then we broke up. And then I didn't date anyone for all of 2020. And I dated someone in 2021 for 5 months. And now seeing someone, but not in a relationship. Although we did have a really good convo last night, but that's neither here nor there.
But I do like that you seem happy.
He's really great. I really, really like him. I was like, here's something that hasn't changed necessarily in 2019. It's changed, but it hasn't changed. In 2019, I was like dead set on a relationship, and I would kind of do anything to like get in a relationship, and I would ignore red flags and like really just no regard for myself, basically. And like, I got hurt a couple of times, and now I feel like I was really questioning. I'm like, do I even want a relationship? Like, is that the issue? Or is it like, I don't want to get hurt? Like, what are the feelings here? Cause I was like, you know, I really like this guy, but like, he makes me nervous and I can't really figure out why. And I think I realized like, no, I do still want like a relationship, but I think it doesn't mean more, but like, I know what I want more. And so it feels more empowering to be like, yeah, okay, this doesn't work out for me. Like, get it all on the table, talk about, you know, your feelings versus just ignoring them, I guess. Cause like my relationship in 2019, I think I was just really lonely. And I was just like, yeah, here's a dude that lives in the same building as me. Let's date. And now it's kind of like, okay, we know it doesn't
work. Do I actually like this person?
Right. Yeah.
And that's something that me and my partner talk about a lot. With relationships that we see, because we watch like Married at First Sight a lot. we watch it a lot. But one thing that we say a lot is, I don't think that these people actually like you. Like, for like the relationships that aren't working, it's like they don't look like they like each other. And that's something that I really enjoy about my relationship, is that we like each other. What she says a lot is, I enjoy your company. And I feel like that's one of the most important things in having a relationship, that in which you're like living together and you are like building a life together. If you have that sort of relationships, you have to enjoy being around that person.
Totally. And I think my...
A lot. Like, yeah, being around them a lot.
I think it's also... Like, I realize what I...
A relationship that you want.
I realize what I want now, and like what I not necessarily am willing to settle for, but what's unrealistic and like what is not actually unrealistic and that I can still seek out, and like what I'm willing to compromise on. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot there. But yeah, I like this guy a lot. It's kind of funny because we have pretty similar names. I don't think he'll listen to this, but if he does, hi.
Hi. Sup?
Sup?
Heard a lot about you.
So this is funny. November 5th, 2019. This is the one where Colby and Martha watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, the backdoor pilot.
The backdoor pilot with just us, not Ariel, I don't think.
No, he was not there. That eventually, I mean, this is turning into a bit of a retrospective, but that's fine. We'll have more next month.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know how much we talked about it on this podcast. I don't think we talked about it much, but I was very hesitant to start what would end up being the Four Nations Report.
I don't think I knew that, actually.
I think we talked about it a little bit. Mostly because I was like, this would be podcast number 3, and that's a lot.
Well, I
it's
think
a lot to do.
That's also when we decided to go to once a month.
We tried doing Foreign Nations and Martha and Colby both weekly. I think we tried it for like a month. We were like, let's not do that anymore.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
One of these is more suited to be weekly than the other.
Yeah. I think we did January. I think we did January monthly, and I'm looking. And then I think no. Ooh, we did February monthly too. And March. Yeah. Shit. And
I'm telling you, like, it was a while. It was May. We did.
Whoa. When did Avatar start?
May. We didn't start that till May.
Oh. Whoa. I thought Avatar started in like January.
No, it was like decently into the pandemic. It was around the point of the pandemic where we were like, oh, we're going to be here for a while. And guess what?
We're still
there.
Yeah, 2019, that was interesting. I would think if we want to go back to like what life was like, I still worked at my first job for a little bit out of college. And then I think in October that year, I worked for 9 months into 2020. I started my other job in June of 2020 in the pandemic, but I worked at a pretty crappy job for about 9 months after I left 3M. And that sucked. I've definitely learned to like be picky about my job. But now that you can, like it's a good job market out there. Not to sound like a broken record like the news, but
yeah, it's a job seeker's market right now.
Yeah. I was living in St. Paul, Minnesota at the time.
Do you no longer live in St. Paul? I should know this. No. You live in Minneapolis now?
I live in Minneapolis now. I live across the river. I gave you my new address, I thought.
I'm sure you did.
It was fine. I'll give it to you. Still waiting on my wedding thank you card, by the way.
Oh, we just got our pictures back like 2 days ago. That's what we were waiting on.
I'm just giving you crap. It's fine.
I do feel low-key bad about that, so if any of our friends are listening to this, that's why no one's gotten any sort of thank you yet. So
I do appreciate a thank you card, but I don't expect it necessarily. Like, it's always a nice surprise, but it's not ever expected. Also, I imagine handwriting out a bunch of those sucks, so.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look up the news headlines from. So we're recording this on.
Late 2019, when I was doing a podcast, it was, hey, there's something happening in Wuhan, China. We should probably pay attention to it.
Morning headlines, 11/21/2019. Oh, New York Times says it. That's cool. Trump was still president. That sucks.
Gross.
Frozen in place. Americans are moving at the lowest rate on record. Interesting.
Oh, remember the college admission scandal that happened in 2019? Oh, yeah. Aunt Becky.
You know, it's funny because I'm really into Dancing with the Stars right now. And Olivia Jade, their daughter, was a contestant on it. So
interesting. Dancing with the Stars is such a weird show.
I honestly love it. I don't know how I've never watched it in my life before this year, but I'm like all in on it. Like I keep watching it next year. Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and Lil Nas X were nominated for Grammys. I feel like that hasn't changed much, actually.
No. Huh, say those three again.
Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and Lil Nas X.
That's a pretty good debut class right there.
That is okay, but it says like 2020 nomination, so I guess they were like nominated in 2019 for the 2020 Grammys, but still like the music that came out in 2019.
Who were the breakout artist nominees? Best new artist. Okay, Billie Eilish won, but it was Black Pumas, who I've never heard of, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola. I know who some of those people are.
The number one song in 2019 on this date was Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, I hate that song. I don't know if I've ever said that publicly. I hate that song.
I don't know if I know. I'm sure if I listen to it.
You know that song, and I do not like that song.
Have you ever looked up what Lewis Capaldi looks like? It's not what I would expect.
This was a topic of conversation yesterday at the tailgate that I was at, is Lewis Capaldi's appearance, because he said something about being like a pudgy king or whatever on Graham Norton.
That was funny. I love Graham Norton. And then after that, well, let's just go through. So, oh yeah, the big 2019 song was Old Town Road.
That it was.
Seven Rings by Ariana.
And with Billy Ray Cyrus, low-key having the verse of the year on the remix.
Truth Hurts by Lizzo. Travis Scott was number one for a week. Not Yet Dealing with the Astroworld controversy. And then
which one? Good Lord.
Someone You Loved. Oh, God. And then Circles by Post Malone. Oh, it's like a box office. I also love looking up like what was big.
I know, because 2019 was the last time I like cared about movies.
Yeah. Holy shit. Endgame came out in 2019.
Yeah, it's getting re-released. That is that is an inside joke that like 50 of the 200 people that are going to listen to this will understand.
It's a good joke. It's a good joke,
I promise.
It's a great joke, even. Number one for the year was Avengers Endgame, the Lion King live action, which I cried at for some reason. Frozen 2.
I saw Lion King in Atlanta with the best man at my wedding.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Great movie.
Captain Marvel.
Pretty good movie.
Joker, which I didn't never see and don't ever plan on it.
You don't need to. It's not that good.
Star Wars Episode 9.
Cats. Cats came out in 2019.
It did? That was so long ago. Holy crap.
Yeah, because it debuted. It was like the counter programming for Episode 9.
Fuck yeah.
Man,
how did I forget about my love of cats?
Cats?
That hasn't changed. I still love cats. Still love Fast and Furious. Hobbs and Shaw was number 11 that year.
I'm surprised it was that high.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Oh, that's something that's changed between then and now. I have now seen a Fast and Furious.
That was definitely a topic on, I remember specifically there's a line in one of our episodes. You're like, I have not seen a Fast nor a Furious. Like, on one of the episodes, I don't remember which one, but it was pretty funny.
I have seen a Fast and Furious now.
Which one?
It was all right. The first one.
No.
I watched it for Monkey Off My Backlog for their year's, what was it, like 9 days, 10 days of Fast and Furious?
Yeah, I was on
whatever,
there.
So check that out if you want to listen to me watch Fast and Furious for the first time and my upcoming appearance on their X-Men series. So
something that has changed from 2019 to now, our episode downloads have gone down, which is not a bad thing. It's
no.
Just,
because just I feel like now the people that listen every month are like the people who are into it. So
yeah, because because we used to produce every year. So if we do the last 4 years, so the top download was May 2019, surprisingly. And then it's kind of been steadily downhill, which has been fine. I mean, like, we switched to month to month. And then I feel like our episodes have gotten maybe, like, less structured. We used to do, like, pretty heavy on the theme months. We've also, like, pretty broken away from the millennial theme, I think. Yeah. Like, I feel like when we used to have a lot of guests. Well, that's not true, because we still have guests on that talk about life stuff, but
I don't want to attribute this only to me, but that's the kind of podcasting that I more want to do, is less structured.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of podcasts that I listen to. So I am just not one to do a podcast that is very like, I am an agent of chaos when there is a microphone in front of me. So
What is something personally that's changed for you? For me, I think I have started cooking more, not necessarily like good cooking, but I've definitely gotten more comfortable with making like easy meals. I remember when we had Jess from Garlic Press Jess on, and she encouraged me to add like onions to my tacos, and that has actually stuck with me. I still do that when I make tacos. I am nowhere near the level she is at, nor will I ever be, but I'm not hopeless like I used to be, and I try not to eat out every day, so.
No, and I have seen you make progress, and it's cool. Yes. I'm like, hey, Martha's out here cooking, and like, you asked for... I think you're a lot more comfortable than you used to be, because you used to ask a lot of questions, and now, at least to me or in like our group, you don't ask them as much. I think you have a good grasp of. You can follow a recipe. That's what's important.
Yeah, I think, and I've gotten into baking like this last month, actually, every week. I've made my roommate and I like a little dessert to eat throughout the week, which has been just fun. It actually, because I bought 30 eggs and needed to use them up. So one thing that's also changed is COVID. I don't know if we want to talk about that. I think one of the episodes I remember we talked about was the Shaggy DA. No.
We did a COVID episode, though.
We did do a COVID episode with Megan, I believe, my friend Megs. And we talked about, like, how to stay positive. Because in that time, I, like, drank pretty heavily. And it was, like, honestly embarrassing. Like, I look back and I'm like, holy shit, like how, like when we did Zoom hangouts, I would get super drunk and not remember what I would say the night after, and it was super embarrassing. And now I apologize to my friends, and I was like, I'm very sorry, like I did that. And they're like, no, like we, you know, we all handled this in different ways. Like, we're not gonna like, you know, abandoned you during a hard time. Like, just because we didn't get drunk all the time didn't mean like we weren't, you know, having a hard time. So that was definitely difficult for me, because I definitely didn't think about how much I was drinking. And I think it just sort of spiraled out of control. No, I don't want to say like out of control, but definitely way more than I should have been. And that's something I've really been working on the last few months, is to dramatically like reduce my drink intake, and it's been awesome. So to see like the fact that I'm able to do that, I mean, like sometimes some weeks I still slip and it still gets hard and stressful, and like COVID is still a thing, but I think overall stress management has gotten better. But you know, it was still a lot to get used to. So
2020 was hard. Like, we it was really had hard. I had just moved in with my partner. And I mean, everything was good, but we were like all ready to like start exploring Durham and like get in and around the city and start like figuring out where our spots are. And then, so we moved in with each other in the winter. So like March rolls around, starts getting warmer, you can start, you know, hanging out places, and then the world shuts down. And that was really hard being 23 and being in a new city and not being able to do anything. On top of that, the apartments that we were living in sucked. It wasn't a really great place to live. Our air conditioning broke for the entire summer in North Carolina, so we were stuck inside, and we were hot and like sweaty inside, and it was 2020 was not a good year. But it's also the year I got engaged. And then a year later, we got... So I guess, like, the biggest change in my life is I am married now. And I think what's been interesting about that is my older family members, like my extended family, like aunts and stuff, are asking, like, oh, is it different? Has everything changed? And I guess, like, yes, it is a big change. And also, it doesn't really feel like it, at least not yet, because we have been kind of doing this, like, committed relationship thing for a long time. It just felt like we got married, and then at the end of the day, we went home. Like, we just went home and went to bed. So, I don't know. It's been a roller coaster over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in the future? I mean, next week we could talk about future plans, but as far as, like, personally.
I'm looking forward to...
How about this? I'll do this to you. What's your 5-year plan?
Cold. I feel like I should have an answer.
Should have an answer.
I had an Etsy shop for all of... basically all of this year and some of last year, and then it got shut down. So part of that plan is I'd like to maybe start getting that up and running again at some point. My 5-year plan is to totally get out of credit card debt. Student loan debt, I feel like it's always going to be there. I'm not super worried about that at this moment. I would much rather focus on short-term debt. And just sort of stop. I mean, when we had Steven on about the adult episode, we talked a lot about, like, living paycheck to paycheck, and I'm kind of still there, and I would really like to not be there. So that's really my 5-year plan, is to do that and just to be able to save for a trip or something and not have it feel like it's going to break the bank. Like, I want to have, like, a travel fund. I want to have a savings fund, and I can dip into that and not feel guilty that I'm going to need that for something else. So that's really the majority of my 5-year plan. I don't want to say I'm going to, like, get married or have kids, because that's just not on the plan list at the moment. Maybe if I wasn't single, but...
And remind the people real quick how old you are and how old you will be
in 27. Years. In 5 years, I'll be 32. Fuck, that's old! well, shit.
I'm sorry I did that to you.
You'll be 30, so suck it.
I will be 30. Yeah.
I kind of feel like I want to have, like, a fun 30th birthday, maybe.
That's what my sister is doing. She wants to go on a trip for her 30th. And she was like, you and Carla are invited. And we were like, we are going. So we are definitely... Last year, at the beginning of last year in January, Carla and I started a vacation fund. And it is nice and healthy right now. So we are ready for this trip whenever my sister decides what she wants to do. She said that I was stressing her out because I kept asking what the plans are so I can, like, make arrangements. And even though it was, like, fully a year from now, this trip. But
wait. Am I old?
Her birthday's in November.
Wait, your sister's going to be 30 in November?
Next November, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize I was younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh.
I thought I was older. Yeah, she was born in 92.
Whoa. Oh, I didn't know that. I think Lily and I were actually talking about doing a Europe trip for our 30th.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So, it would be. We travel well. I visited Lily this summer for 10 days, and we travel pretty well together, I think. So.
It's good to know which friends you can travel with.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's, I will say, though, we did go to the Renaissance Festival together, and we had to stop at every single booth, and I don't want to do that again, but I should have figured, like, a craft fair, like, of course you would have wanted to stop, but, yeah, I don't know. So travel is also on the 5-year plan, and more tattoos, obviously. Boom.
For me, yes, more tattoos.
We gotta get a matching.
That's not gonna happen.
What if we got, like, a cute little Appa tattoo? That would be so cute.
That would be cute. So in the next 5 years, I will be 30. Definitely want to have some sort of house, maybe like a townhouse or something. That's something that we've talked about, like the first house being something smaller. And I guess we will at least be thinking about kids.
Yeah.
In 5 years, which is weird to think about. Very weird to think about, because it's definitely something that I've talked about this on this podcast before. It's something that we both want. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've started thinking about like future stuff like that too. I don't have an answer. I don't know where I'm going to be when I'm financially stable enough to have kids, but
for me, that's the big thing. Little homies are expensive.
Yeah. It's very much like, okay, am I in a good spot? Am I with someone that I care about? Like, it's not like I must have kids. It's more like, okay, if it happens at the right time in my life, okay, sure. But it's not like I'm like, okay, got to get married like tomorrow and then have a kid in 2 years. Like, no, I'm cool.
Yes. If we are planning anything, we are planning that as much as we can, planning that aspect of our lives.
Right.
Of course, best laid plans of mice and men, but...
What are you... Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should save this. I was going to like ask what has been like your favorite part of this podcast so far, but maybe we should save that
Let's do this. We'll save that for next week. If you made it this far in the podcast, tweet at us at Colby Complains, at Martha_Vader, or send Martha a DM on Instagram, or me if you want to do that, even though I'm not that active on Instagram. Let us know what you want us to talk about for our last episode. It's going to be a general retrospective on the things that we've talked about. And,
what would also be nice, if you're listening to this and you've been on the podcast, if you want to write us a little note and say something nice about us and nice about your time on the podcast, I would like for you to do that. I would like to read those.
Yes, please be nice to us.
Yeah. So maybe I'll like do that. I'll reach out to these people and our previous guests. So that'd be nice and fun. We'll plan on that.
Cool. Sounds good. Other than that, I think we have said all the places that we can be found. Is there anything else we have to do to end this podcast?
Go sports.
Keep pounding. Cam's back. See y'all in a month.
See ya. Find us online at www.marthaandcolby or on Twitter and Instagram at @marthaandcolby.
Thanks to Stephen Boyd and DJ Empirical for all things sound.
Thanks to Jordan from Dreamful Podcast for the artwork.
Shout out to Irene, even though you don't listen to this podcast.
Don't forget to rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk soon. I'm also planning to remake Game of Thrones. I'm tired. I did not get much sleep last night.
We can end soon. It's okay.
Yeah.